A haberdasher and a carpenter, a webber, a dyer, and a tapisser. And they were clothed all in one livery of a solemn and a great fraternity. Full fresh and new their gear a piked was. Their knives were chaped not with brass, but all with silver. Wrought full clean and well their girdles and their pouches every deal. Well seemed each of them a fair burgess to sitten in a guild hall on a dais. Ever each for the wisdom that he can was shapely for to be an alderman. For chattels had they enough and rent, and eke their wives would it well assent, and else certainly they were to blame. It is full fair to be yclept, madame, and go to vigils all before, and have a mantle royally bore. A cook they had with them for the nones, to boil the chickens and the marrow bones, and powder merchant tart and galingale. Well could he know a draught of London ale. He could roast and seethe and broil and fry, make mortrues and well bake a pie. But great harm was it, as it thought me, that on his shin a mormal had he, for blamange, that made he with the best. A shipman was there, woning far by west. For aught I wot, he was of Dartmouth. He rode upon a rouncy, as he couth, in a gown of folding to the knee. A dagger hanging on a lace had he about his neck, under his arm adown. The hot summer had made his hue all brown, and certainly he was a good fellow. Full many a draught of wine had he draw from Bordeaux ward, while that the chapman sleep. Of nice conscience took he no keep. If that he fought, and had the higher hand, by water he sent them home to every land. But of his craft to reckon well his tides, his streams and his dangers him besides, his harbourer, his moon, his loadmanage, there was none such from Hull unto Carthage. Hardy he was, and wise to undertake. With many a tempest had his beard been shake. He knew all the havens as they were from Gothland to the Cape of Finisterre, and every creek in Brittany and Spain. His barge eclipid was the Magdalene.